This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Fewer people watched the Super Bowl the other night than a year earlier. Now NBC will break with Olympic tradition tonight by live streaming over digital devices the opening ceremony for the Winter Games in South Korea. It's one of several aggressive strategies Marketplace's Renata Sego reports.
This sound once prompted people to run to the living room TV for primetime Olympic coverage. It now signals what NBC is calling its most live Winter Olympic Games ever, with streaming online and coverage through Snapchat. There's even live primetime viewing on both U.S. coasts. Marty Conway teaches sports management at Georgetown.
This is what NBC and Comcast are now looking at, is a multi-device, multi-stream, multi-channel environment and allow consumers to pick where they would like to consume.
NBC paid $963 million for the U.S. rights to these games. That's part of a roughly $4.4 billion package for Olympic rights through 2032. Jason Lynch with Adweek says thinking across devices may be a win for NBC's return on investment.
This has opened it up to brands who may not have broadcasted the Olympics otherwise, who are targeting kind of the younger demos that will go on Snapchat.
The media industry, though, is still trying to figure out how to measure audience in that new multi-platform universe. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.